From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon, coming to you from member station WDET in Detroit, Michigan today. On April 22nd, New Orleans voters will go to the polls in one of the most important mayoral elections that city has ever seen. But thousands of residents remain displaced. And with first-time voters required to cast their ballots in person, groups like the NAACP worry that many black voters will be silenced. The Democratic National Committee has responded with a Get Out the Vote campaign that they hope will reach displaced voters. NPR's Farai Chidea recently spoke with DNC Chairman Howard Dean about the plan. He told her Democrats are getting involved to help, not to drum up party support.
We just want voters to vote. We don't want, you know, these folks have lost their jobs, lost their homes. Some of them have lost relatives. So we want New Orleans people to understand they did not lose their right to vote. And we have an ad campaign that's going on in Baton Rouge, Atlanta, and Houston, which are the three largest populations of displaced New Orleanians. And we have a toll-free number that we're asking people to call, which is 888-336-8683. If they want information about absentee ballots or if they want information about where polling places might be in Louisiana, if they want to vote.
Unless I'm mistaken, the election law requires first-time voters to cast their ballots in person. Can anything be done for voters who have decided, because of Katrina, wow, I never voted before, I really want to, but I'm living in California?
That's a big problem. There was a lot of discussion about whether this election was a violation of the Voting Rights Act because those questions hadn't been answered. The courts have spoken, the Justice Department has spoken, and so the election's going to go on. And so we think it's important for us to try to get the vote out, even though we are concerned about some of the voting rights questions that were raised by this decision.
Of course, midterm elections are coming up as well. Is the DNC beginning to worry about a New Orleans and a Louisiana, minus tens of thousands of traditionally Democratic voters, many of them African-American?
Well, this is aimed at African-American voters. This is going to be on African-American radio stations in these cities. But in general, a lot of things can happen in Louisiana, and we think that the best thing that could happen is for the country, never mind for the Democratic Party, is for New Orleans to be restored to the grandeur that it had before Hurricane Katrina. It's hard to believe it's nearly a year has gone by, and things are really not that much better. But whatever is happening, there are some things that we can do. And one of the things we can do is encourage people to vote, and those people who do take the time to vote are people who are likely to go back to New Orleans and help restore it to what it was before Katrina hit.
The Lower Ninth Ward, of course, was one of the areas hardest hit. It's become almost synonymous with poverty and despair and destruction, the name of that neighborhood. And 14,000 residents there, most of them African-American, only about 300 voted in the 2002 mayoral election. This isn't just about displaced voters getting to the polls. Isn't it a matter of recruiting first-time voters?
Well, we can't really recruit them. We don't have the list. The federal government has not given us the list. They have given the list to the Secretary of State from Louisiana, and the Secretary of State, I think, is supposed to be contacting all those voters. So, you know, I think there's a pretty good outreach effort going on here to get people to vote, but it's going to be a lot harder if only 300 voted and they were in town. You know, an awful lot of those people, if not all of them, have now been displaced someplace else, and getting them to vote is going to be tough. But if we don't do it, it's just one more difficulty that New Orleans has to overcome. The more people that vote, the better it is for the city in this election.
If you look at the Lower Ninth Ward again, you have a neighborhood which was predominantly African-American, predominantly poor and working class, and arguably, the Democratic Party, even in its greatest recent moments under President Clinton leading the White House, was in a transition to really reach out to more affluent Americans. Were these the voters that were traditional Democratic voters who felt left behind by the party, who no longer show up to the polls? Because there has been an erosion in the Democratic voting base.
I actually think there has not been an erosion in the Democratic voting base. If you look at the turnout, John Kerry got more votes in the last election than any presidential candidate in history, except for George W. Bush in this particular election. We can do better. We can always go out and get more voters, and we need to do that. We need to motivate people by showing clear differences between us and the Republicans, and I think those differences are becoming clearer every day. But this is more about helping to restore New Orleans. We are going to be in New Orleans at the election. The Democratic National Committee is having its spring meeting in New Orleans. We didn't know the election was going to be called when we were down there. But we are really committed to New Orleans and to Louisiana. not just because of the Democrats, it's because we're Americans. We don't think the Republicans have done a very good job committing to the restoration of New Orleans. It's as I said, going on almost a year later. But somebody has to stand up to do the right thing. I wanted to be the first major organization to announce that our convention was still going to New Orleans. We were, and now we're going to go down there. We're going to put a lot of elbow grease of Democrats into these wards, try to restore some housing, not just talk politics. And we're making this effort at some cost to ourselves to try to get people to vote, because we think voting is the core civic duty that everybody has, and that's going to be good for New Orleans.
Howard Dean is chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That was NPR's Farah Chidea. We should note we also reached out to the Republican National Committee. They did not provide a representative for this segment.